Natasha Sam Rainey, reporter for Team Economics.
One of the funniest moments was during the Unity Rally, which was for the Tea Party. In the middle of the young organizer's speech at the end, he was talking about how to fix big government, and someone stood up and yelled out from the crowd, "Fire the IRS!"
John O'Connor, politics reporter.
I thought the wackiest moment was looking around the press box during Clint Eastwood's speech Thursday night and trying to figure out what people were thinking based on the kind of dazed and stunned and confused looks on their faces as he talked to an empty stool.
Scott Finn, news director. What about your moment?
I was walking into the protest zone with former Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, and she was confronted with a Romney supporter. Of course, everyone's knowing her, and they're saying, "Hey, Mayor, how you doing?" Says, "Hey, Mayor, how's the new job? How does it feel to fire a whole bunch of people?" And she said, "I don't know. You're the guy that supports Mitt Romney, right? You tell me." And everybody cracks up. He cracks up. The police cracks up. It's like, oh, you got him.
Mark Schreiner, protest and security reporter.
It was at a press conference where the women from Code Pink were there. They wore their costumes, vagina costumes, and a Spanish reporter came up and asked, "Do any of the vaginas speak Spanish?"
Reporter Carmel Delchat, what about you?
Going to the Google Lounge is really awesome. Doing a story about what journalists are doing in there, but the funniest thing about the Google Lounge is they had a coffee shop set up there by a local coffee shop in Tampa, and they had the area where you can get your straws and sugar and all that. They had red straws and blue straws. So I was like, I feel like this is a trick question. So after that, Sarah Pizzuteri and I were like, "Excuse me, sir, why did you pick the red straw instead of the blue straw?" And then the guy was like, "I'm going to get the blue straw also so I can be nonpartisan."
Eric Minnell, reporter for the security team. What about you?
I decided one night to go out to a bar with a bunch of protesters and try to do a story on what they do after hours. They really wanted me to drink with them. And so one of the protesters kept holding the drink in my face and giving me like a puppy dog face. And I just had this moment where I thought, I planned on there being riots this week. I thought I was going to be tear gassed. I thought I would wind up in jail. And instead, I'm here in a bar in Ybor City at 11 p.m., with a bunch of protesters giving me puppy dog faces.
Dustin Happily, operations manager. What about you?
Every day, there would be this vendor standing out in front of the security gate with a book called The Cat and the Mitt. It is a parody of The Cat and the Hat, in which Obama is the cat and Mitt Romney is the wise fish. It was written by Dr. Truth as opposed to Dr. Seuss.